This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This is Coffee with Timmy.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Coffee with Timmy. How are you doing? So I've got a birthday coming up soon. And as usual for me, I begin to reflect on the past year. This year, it's going to be a milestone, one of those zero birthdays. And it's got me thinking more about time than usual. You know, when I reflect, I think of, did I use my time well? Did I use this past 12 months well? Did I do what I wanted to do? Was it fruitful? Did I waste the month? And sometimes I get depressed, I have to tell you. But this is a bit different. And while thinking about time, I thought of all the idioms. Did you know there are quite a lot of idioms on time? Time will tell, time flies, kill time, all in good time, time is money, in the nick of time, turn the time back. There are so many more. But when I got to turning the time back, I stopped. That's one thing that is impossible to do. I mean, for us humans, we can't make it stop. We can't make it go faster or slower. And we definitely cannot turn it back. You know, I've often wondered if I could turn back time. What point in my life do I feel I made the wrong decision that caused the domino effect of where I find myself today? And of course, I want to know this particular point, knowing all that I know now, so that I won't do all the things that I have done. Anyway, there is an arrogance. That's what I think it is. There's an arrogance in all humans that make us think that we can schedule our life the way it suits us, the way, the time, and the way it's convenient for us. In the last 12 months, counting from today, I've lost four people. Four people that are all younger than me. Four people that had their lives ahead of them. There was no reason for me to think they could be going anytime. I remember very well Matt Lodi. It was the last Friday of November last year. And I told her about an event I was planning and I would like her to be there. And she said to me, "Oh, Sister Temi, just wait. Do it in February because I have so many things to do between now." So that's December and January. And I really want to be there. And I said, "Okay, we'll look at it in February then." 8 days late, 8 days, 8 days later, she was gone. I'm still trying to wrap my head around that somebody that was so vibrant, so, I don't want to go there. She was just gone. We leave so many things undone. We leave things till the next day for another time. It could be work. It could be something personal. It could be just life. We leave it for another time when we feel we'll have more, I'm not even sure more what, more time, the time to do it. I have another podcast called Take 5 with Temi, which is on Spotify. And it's just a 3-minute talk that I do. And I suggest ways where in things that you can do for 10 minutes, you know, blocks of 10 minutes a day, things to relax, to recalibrate, to just take time out for yourself. And I've talked to many people who listen, and they tell me they can't find that 10 minutes. 10 minutes for yourself, to block out just time for you, for yourself at the end of the day or once a week. Because we think whatever it is that we're doing needs our attention now. We need to be at that other thing. There are people, their families, parents, who don't have the time for the kids because they're so busy working for the kids to make sure that the kids have everything they need, that they actually don't spend any time with them. I know that word is coming up a lot in this podcast, but I feel we need to hear it over and over again. I was chatting to a friend of mine about 3-4 years now. Wow, time flies. And we were just chatting, and she said, "I resigned yesterday." And I was like, "Well, what do you mean? Why?" She said, "No, nothing." She didn't have a problem with where she was working. She just felt it was time, you know, and she called it. She's just a bit older than me, so she's basically retired, and she just called it. She hasn't had any regrets. She has the time to do life now, to live, to breathe, to be with her family, to just enjoy the moment. But you know, with people who like work, she's found herself doing some volunteer work somewhere. But that's okay, because this is what really matters to you now. There are people who have saved up for retirement, plans made for when they retire, the things they will do, the places they will visit, and then they die before that day. You could work all your life and then nothing. That's all. People are just going to say, "Oh, you were working and nothing else. That's all you did." What I've also found is that time is no respecter of persons. Of all the people that died, like I said, I'm older than all of them. And I just realized, but it just brought it up again that anyone can go at any time. Whether you like it or not, you're not going to get a letter saying it's time for you to go. So, you've got one life. Use it well. Until next time, bye for now.